We have in the studio Dr. Marty Connor. He is an associate superintendent within the Rock Hill School District, and we're here to learn more about a pilot program within the Rock Hill School District. First of all, let's welcome Dr. Connor to Palmetto Mornings.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, sir.
Welcome.
He's got a great radio voice, doesn't he?
I don't know about that.
That was good.
I don't know about that one.
That's good. That's really great. Well, teach us about this pilot program that's impacting families within the Rock Hill School District. Just as we sent out the class of 2025 just the other day, we are now already thinking about the upcoming school year, and this is a idea that parents should probably lean in to learn more about.
Yeah, so we introduced about 2 weeks ago an open enrollment policy that really aligns to several different opportunities. There's been an ongoing conversation at the State House about House Bill 3199 that really allows for students across the state to have open enrollment. So it hasn't passed yet, but we want to get ahead of that kind of process right now. So that's one reason why. The second reason, back in March of this year, the South Carolina High School League passed a bylaw that allowed for all students to have a one-time transfer if you are a student athlete. So again, that's a second reason. Of course, also just for us in Rock Hill, when you talk about schools and the opportunity to attend a school of your choice, whether it be for academic purposes or athletics or programming or extracurricular, we want to give families that kind of opportunity. So that's why we proposed the policy 2 weeks ago. Certainly it's an opportunity for kids to go to whatever school they desire to go to for whatever reason that they would like.
Well, walk us through how this works. When does it open? What do families need to do? Who qualifies? Yep.
Well, yeah, right now we're going to introduce it as a pilot. And so long-term is for all families that attend school in Rock Hill. So kindergarten through 12th grade. But to have a runway to see how it goes the first year or so, we want to have a pilot. And so right now we're opening up only for families who reside in Rock Hill, that pay taxes in Rock Hill but may attend a school elsewhere being to, a charter school or a private school. And again, it gives a family to return to Rock Hill schools and experience all the good things that's happening within Rock Hill schools starting June the 16th. We have a open enrollment application beginning June 16th. You can apply. We'll approve you based on your criteria, and you can begin with us starting in August.
And with this pilot program, I know when you first talked about this in the school board meeting a couple of weeks ago, you gave out some numbers. There's only going to be a certain percentage. So it's not like you can have 200 new kids say they want to go to Northwestern or 100 kids say that they want to go to South Point. How did you come up with those numbers, and what are those numbers? What are people looking at?
Yeah, sure. Based on research long term, we had a lot of research that was done a couple of months prior to this. But when we're talking about open enrollment, you want to make sure that you have all the things that are meeting a certain criteria, not to over enroll students in a particular school and unenroll students in another school. So again, we have certain metrics that we want to hit 75% capacity. We want to stay right around for schools that have open enrollment. Not go below that number. So again, that's one metric. So I think also when you're talking about different criteria, free and reduced lunch students and all those demographics, want to make sure those things stay even. So again, we set some criteria for that for open enrollment. Now that won't begin until next year, though.
Okay.
Yep.
And I know another big piece of this, when you had to come back this past week to the school board meeting, was transportation.
Absolutely.
So that's been a huge piece of what the board was asking you to review and look at. What does transportation look like for this?
Yeah, so early on we proposed for no transportation. Right now we have school choice that allows for transportation. We have about 11 buses that runs about 700 routes for 507 kids in our current school choice program. And so when we're talking about transportation, it comes with a huge cost. As many of you guys know, we've been in somewhat of a budget deficit that we're kind of getting out of right now. So we want to be mindful of that particular deficit. So we proposed early on for no transportation. The board came back and required us to kind of put some things in there that would allow for transportation. So we did on Tuesday. And so we have an approval based on our budget. In addition to if we have, an opportunity to get approval for transportation in those routes. So can you have transportation? The answer is yes. And so, but certainly right now we want to, again, kind of ease into the process with this pilot starts June 16th.
We're speaking with Dr. Marty Connor. He's an associate superintendent within the Rock Hill School District. The school district is having a pilot program this year, and open enrollment is going to launch on June the 16th, or that's when the application will go live. Dr. Connor, what happens, or what's the situation if someone lives within the Rock Hill School District, they're zoned for one school, whether it's elementary, middle, or high school, and they want their child to go to another school? be it for academics or athletics. Will that be an option as well?
Yes, long term. Again, starting in the fall, we want to look at our pilot program starting the next few months and just see how things run. But again, we want to come back to the board sometime in early fall and talk about, you know, the open enrollment option for our entire school district. And so again, we'll have some metrics and numbers around that piece. Potentially next year, we'll have open enrollment for all of our kids. And so that means if you live in a Rock Hill High zone or a Castle Heights zone and want to attend a school at South Point or Toluca Trail, you would have that option. Again, we believe all our schools are great schools. And so you're talking about having a choice to go to whatever school you want to go to. That will allow for that opportunity.
But the goal is trying to keep them within the Rock Hill School District.
Yes, certainly. I think that's one goal that we have. Again, we've declined somewhat in our enrollment over the last few years. So to open up to allow students who left our school district for whatever reason to attend school that they desire, you know, to come back to us, yes, sure, it allows for that those kids to come back and increase our enrollments.
And what is your stance on, I know, you know, a lot of comments have come out of these meetings, you know, athletics are coming before academics and all the things. What is your stance? How do you answer that? This is not just about athletics. This is also about academics and you being able to really have the choice to do the best that or the best fit for your kid that you think is right. You might live in a district where, you know, your kid is not zoned to go to that, I'm going to do air quotes here, that neighborhood school. And so this is now giving the opportunity, again, with that House Bill 3199, for you to kind of really say, hey, Rock Hill's going to buy into this, and this is what we're going to do. It's not just about athletics.
Yeah, of course. And again, I want to say this is not a new thing in South Carolina. Many districts across the state already do this. And so for us, again, we have great schools here. It depends on where you live and, you know, where you go currently. But for us, it's about giving you a choice. And we have a choice to attend a school for whatever reason that you would like, be it in academics or athletics or because of your location or proximity or maybe because your mom go to school there or teach there. So for you, you can choose wherever you would like to go. And so for us, it's giving you a school choice, you know, a flexible option that you believe is best for you and your family.
Dr. Connor, how does this impact your school of choice programs? There are various school of choice programs within the district. Some have a lengthy waiting list on them. How would that impact this?
Well, I actually kind of loosened some of those guidelines stipulations right now because you're talking about allowing for more kids to have this option. You know, if we go with this next year, you'll have every student in our district that would have an option to attend whatever school. So it really kind of loosens those guidelines and give you more flexible options. Right now we have, you know, certain schools or school of choice, Cherry Park, South Point, Rock Hill High, Toluca Trail, those schools. And so you're talking about potentially every school in our district becomes a school of choice, you know, and so open enrollment gives you that caveat to attend whatever school you want for your personal desires that's best for you and your family.
You know, the field of education is constantly changing, and what we're hearing is, again, as Ashley did air quotes, your neighborhood school, while that still exists, this is going to now open it up for folks in our community in Rock Hill to move freely from one school to another. So you might be zoned for one elementary school. You might go to that elementary school. You might choose under the pilot program to go to a totally different middle school and then a totally different high school. But are you afraid during this process you're going to lose that community that schools help to build?
You know, I think, you know, that's the potential. But also, again, we've done a lot of research to kind of limit, you know, how many kids can actually leave from one school to another. I think one thing I want to, you know, really talk about also is that, you know, when you live in a particular community for 10, 15, 20 years, and sometimes what you desire, you know, 15 years ago or 10 years ago may change, you know. And so giving families an opportunity to say, hey, I was here for 5 years and I want to now go to school across town, it gives you just a tremendous opportunity to go to what you believe is best for you and your family. Again, I think that's the option here we want to look at when schools evolve and you give an opportunity to look at, you know, what's best for your family, whether it be academics or athletics or, again, programming or extracurricular. It gives you that kind of choice.
Dr. Connor, is there any kind of meeting to help that will explain this program, this open enrollment program, this pilot program, more for families? If so, when is that meeting? And then wrap up, if you can, with the final date of when the application goes live.
Yeah, so we have a first Zoom call that goes pretty much live. We're not live yesterday for all our families. Of a Zoom call on June the 2nd at 4 o'clock to give information to all families about, you know, the open enrollment policy, the process, the application. We can answer questions, you know, determine what next steps will be in that conversation as well. But the application opens again on June the 16th. It is only again for those families who currently reside in Rock Hill, that pay taxes in Rock Hill, they live here, but attend schools elsewhere. And so we will open it up on June the 16th. It'll be an ongoing open enrollment between now and forevermore. And then we'll look at early fall about opening up for other families who live in Rock Hill that currently attend schools in Rock Hill for maybe 26-27 school year.
All right. Again, Dr. Marty Connor is an associate superintendent within the Rock Hill School District.
Thank you.